just mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Spirit. I love the work of the Holy Spirit. We can't know things without the Holy Spirit. Not the things that God shows. And I thank God for him. The Lord, his return is imminent. From the day I did this, his return is imminent. If he comes between now and the time the broadcast airs, you know I was telling the truth. But one day that will be a fact. One day, the day is going to happen. And what all the preachers that love God were saying will happen. Jesus will not always be in the distant future. The day is going to happen when his return is soon. He's going to take his people off earth. Ken Peters had a vision of this back in the 80s. He's on YouTube. If you YouTube Ken Peters, you can see what I'm talking about. But all the graves were open all around the world, and people were missing. And that came after a tragedy. A false leader came and demanded that people take the mark or die. Now, all these things have been prophesied. John was the first to prophesy, well, actually the second to prophesy, because Daniel prophesied it. And Moses talked about it. So we need to understand that these are short times. You're at the end of it. These are facts, not scare tactics. I know that the Lord will return. And this is a day that people are pouring into the kingdom of God. People that are sincere are getting saved. And the enemy can't stop everybody. He can't bluff everybody out of the kingdom of God. He can't give everybody false opinions and they fall for it. That God has people that love him. And he always had a remnant that served him no matter what happened around them. And I thank God for them. And God recognized his own. God is alive and he's operating in the life of his people. And he can't operate like he wants to in the lives of those who reject Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is our only hope out of this mess that we're in. If your life has been rough, you got to understand that you have been living in a spiritual warfare zone. And Satan is trying to aggravate your life to buffet you from believing on Jesus Christ and having a relationship with Father God. That's what Satan is afraid of. He's afraid of your potential in Christ. He's afraid of your potential in Jesus. He's got many people all over the world, Buffalo, just they full of deception. He infiltrated the scientist organizations and then religious institutions. And he got people planted in colleges to lie to our children and tell them there's no God. A man made a movie, God is Not Dead. And then he made a second one. I hadn't seen the second one yet. God is Not Dead too. All these are true events that really happened. And God's not dead, folks. He's alive. And he cares about us. Now, he can't fool everybody, but some people are deceived. Some people want to be deceived. Some people don't care whether they're deceived or not. But to those who love God, God can rescue them. Those who have the love of God in them, God can work with you. But those who love the world, you're limiting God and how he can help you. But he loves you, just like he loves those who are devoted. I love people that's not devoted, because I love everybody. And I preach loving your enemies. If you can love your enemies, you'll definitely love the good folks. Because we need the nature of God in us. And it has to be sincere. I'm not talking about fake love, feigned love. love. I'm not talking about the acting like you love people. I'm talking about sincere love. That's what's important. Those are the kind of people God can promote, put first, and bless. The more we love God, the more we live in this life. Every soul is important, not just the ones you like. Because people do things before they get saved. Everybody does. Everybody has fallen short of the glory of God. And the glory of God is important. See, God can't come down here and mediate himself. He had to use a man to do it. He had to become a man to mediate for us. I want to explain some things about the glory of God. In the presence of God, people fall out like they do in Pentecostal churches. Now, this is why. When they love and praise God and his presence shows up, or he reveals his presence. See, God can reveal his presence and conceal his presence. But when he reveals it and man can tangibly feel it, they're going to fall out. They try to stand up, but they can't. And some people want to look like they're in the presence of God, and they act like they are. But it is real. Everything that people do is based on something true. They used to call Pentecost the Quakers, because when they would worship God, they would quake. And then the Holy Rollers would lay on the floor and just roll all over the church. And people made fun of them, but they didn't understand that they were in the presence of God through Jesus Christ. And then when we speak in tongues, this is the Holy Spirit giving us utterance. It was first used as a sign to let people know that the Holy Spirit is upon man now. And another use for speaking in tongues is praying in tongues. When I hear a tragedy, an ambulance, or bad news that somebody got hurt, shot, or whatever, the first thing I do is pray in the Holy Spirit, because his prayer is perfect. He can help me pray perfectly. I don't know what I'm saying until the Lord reveals it. All these things are true, and people make fun of what they don't understand. It's beautiful. The things of God are beautiful. They're holy. Now, in the presence of God, people can tangibly feel his presence. And they can learn. And they can grow. All this is up to you. You can have it or you can reject it. It's up to you how you choose to do with it. But it's good information for those who love God. Now, in the presence of God, you feel his presence. You collapse. In a vision, Daniel did the same thing. He couldn't compose himself to talk to the angel. And then an angel that looked just like a man touched him, and that touch gave him strength. And then he could stand up and reason and talk. That's how we got Daniel 9, 10, and 11, and 12. His dialogue with the angel. The angel came to tell him these things, but he couldn't compose himself. Now, in my life, I used to come up with all these questions I was going to ask the Lord next time I was in his presence. And I would always collapse, and I couldn't compose myself to even remember to ask the questions I had, until the Lord gave me a regimen of 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. And I studied 15 chapters every day. And after about 3 months, one day I was worshiping God and I was in his presence. And I remembered my questions. And I didn't collapse. And I could reason and ask questions. Because the Word of God gives you the same strength. So when you go in God's presence, and all you have to do is worship God, you don't have to be able to sing. Just worship God from the heart, and he'll draw near to you. You have to believe on Jesus Christ, And if you believe on Jesus Christ, you're His child. God has a right to come to you and talk to you, and He loves you. And you're going to find out how much He loves you as you do these things. And you can ask God questions, and He can answer you. He'll get the answer to you, and you'll know it's Him. Just know that you got it before you get it, just like everything else. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything on these broadcasts is there for you to use. You don't have to pay for it. It's free. I want people to use the information and be a blessing. Help people. If you know other people that would appreciate it, let them know about it. Because God is good, folks. And I want to see people blessed. And there is information about donations. I don't like to pressure people into giving. I made it free so that the Lord is going to return. And His return is imminent. And I would rather for you to go to heaven than pay me money. So everything is free. And money is necessary in all ministries. Money is necessary in this ministry. But your soul... And I want people to know that, you know, it's not about money, it's about life. And if you use these tools and grow, then your life is going to be better. And all the influences that you have will be activated according to the kingdom of God. Many people, their influence is activated by the world, by Satan, by the world system. You ever got advice from somebody that was aggravated? It was negative advice. But when you're learning from the Lord, you can build people up and you increase their chances of surviving this world system. Now, and that's not easy, but the Lord will help you do it. And we need His help. We all need His help. Now, as we go forward in the things of God, doing what God said do, you're going to see changes over time. Now, every time you make an adjustment, a scriptural adjustment, don't look at it as a get-rich-quick scheme or get-out-of-jail-free card or doing a thing to get a blessing. This is a way of life. This is a way of life. This is the Word of God is the way you govern your everyday life forever. And then you're going to be blessed and cause blessings to come on other people. And the specific needs that you have that's important to you, they're more important to God. But do God's word, and the healing process that begin in you will increase. You can lay hold to the claims of the promises of the scriptures. You can learn to not worry about things. Fear will fall off your life as you receive God's word. In fact, every influence of every demon will fall off your life as you receive God's word. Your life will get stronger. And as you govern your life by God's word, doing what God said do, doing what Jesus said do, doing what the apostles said do, it's all by the Holy Spirit. Doing the wisdom of the Proverbs, enjoying the relationship that the Psalms talk about. All these things will build you up. And you're not trying to show off or show out. You're just living. And your life, the light of God will express itself through you. And the healing processes of the Word of God will form in you. And you'll be able to give your children good advice. You're going to have peace. You're going to have the peace of God. You're not going to be... Worry will fall off your life as you hold fast to the Word of God. Worry is designed to destroy the strength you already attained. That's why you can choose not to worry, and it's wise to choose not to worry. You can't worry doesn't change anything, it just absorbs your strength. But praise and worship will cause you to have stamina and strength again. And remember the Word of God that you already attained. And then when you study the Word of God, you get more strength. We have to learn to eat off the tree of life so that we can boldly overcome the world and all of its dangerous influences. The world is dangerous to us. I learned to hate the aspects of the world that cause me trouble. When the enemy tried to tempt me with lust, I didn't want that in my life, but it was a temptation against me. And it was a hardship. It was hard to get over. So I asked the Lord to help me hate it. I didn't want it, but he kept trying to tempt me with things. And I prayed and asked the Lord to help me hate it. And I studied the scriptures. And one time David said, every false way I hate. So I knew it was possible. And then the Lord gave me, as he gave me wisdom, the time came that I could say that I truly hate it. But at first I said it by faith. I said it expecting it. I said it before I saw it. With God, you got to have faith in his word. And you got to believe it before you see it and before you attain it, before you can handle it, before you can cherish it, before you have it in your hand. You got to believe that you got this money that you're praying for. You got to believe that you got the healing before there's evidence. You got to believe that God sent you the right wife before you meet her. That's faith in God. And you're going to learn that kind of faith and trust in him as you obey him. Obeying him, it prepares you to believe him. You're not on your own. And the glory of God is coming. See, now in the glory of God, when the glory comes, anybody that has sin in their life, active sin in their life, they will die when the glory comes. Even Christian people that hold on to sin, they will die. They will run from God too. They'll be afraid of him. And they'll run as in terror. Anybody that has sin in their life will run from God. And the Lord will help you drive all the sin out of your life. See, the rapture, people are praying for the rapture to come, and some of the people that's praying for the rapture to happen, they got sin in their life, and if it happened, they'll be lost. Remember the priest. They had a rope tied to his leg. Every year he had to go to the Holy of Holies. And he was going into the glory of God when he went in that room. And they had a rope tied to him. And he had bells at the end of his garments. And if the other priests didn't hear those bells ring, they would pull that rope and drag him out because he died in the presence of God. Because he had sin in his life that he didn't deal with. We need to not have sin in our life that we haven't dealt with. We need to deal with all of it. And we need to be praying and sometimes fasting to drive it out. We need to follow God and get rid of the sin that can so easily beset us. Instead of praying that the rapture happen quick, pray to be right when it happens. It's very important. Everything that's of God needs to be of God. You need to be of God. You need to love God. God is reasonable. He didn't tell you to do anything unreasonable. And when people hold on to sin, they made a choice. And when you make a choice, God recognizes your choice. Even if you'll die, he'll warn you. The Holy Spirit will warn you. And when the fear of God comes upon you, you have to have the love of God to obey the fear of God. I'm right. I'm telling the truth. This is good teaching. This is good preaching. Don't want you lost. Remember something about the enemy. He's slick. He knows how to pervert things. He knows how to lie. He's an oily politician. He's slick. So you got to listen to God. Don't trust that you can just, he can get you caught up in a technicality. But the Holy Spirit can deliver you out of all of them. Through the blood of Jesus. That's why we're righteous. We just need to cooperate with what Jesus have already done. And I want to see it happen for you. I want God to move. mightily in your life. I want you to know him. And I want you to see what God can do and be part of the great rapture that's going to happen. His return is imminent. The king is coming. He said to me in 2017, in November 2017, right before Thanksgiving, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. So people, Christian people can't be left if they're sinning in their life. They'll run from the glory and won't run to it. And if they were in the glory with sin in their life, they would die. Don't want that to happen. That doesn't have to happen. And we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Just do something about it. Not judging you, I'm not mad at you about it. I just want you to live. Whatever you didn't get corrected here, you'll get corrected in heaven. And you're going to be happy in the glory of God if there's no sin in your life. When the glory of God, you might fall out, but you will be raptured. The angels are going to take God's people. And I thank God for all the wonderful things that he's doing. He set things up for us to win, not fail. He's going to bless us and not curse us. He's going to help us and help us to be delivered from all forms of darkness. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. The Lord is always with us to help us. It's all about love, loving God, doing the will of God, seeking him, to know him. The Lord loves us, and he always will be good to us. And it's very important for us to love God back. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is very soon.